Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi, everyone. It's Jo here, and it's been a long time since I've done a podcast and done an interview, but it's a pleasure this evening, it's evening where I am, to welcome Aniba. Hi, Aniba.
Hello, Jo.
Hello. So Aniba's here to talk a little bit about herself and about the condition that she has. So you have BBS, don't you, Aniba?
I do.
So do you want to tell everybody what that stands for?
Yes, so for anybody who doesn't know what BBS stands for, BBS is a rare genetic condition which is called Bowel Rejuvenation Syndrome, which affects every part of the body.
Okay, so Bardet-Biedl syndrome. So it's a bit of a mouthful. So, Aniba, were you born with this condition?
Yes, I was born with this condition. This condition doesn't affect my dad's side of the family or my sister's. It affects my mum's side of the family, as one of my uncles in Pakistan has the condition. I was born with the condition. Mum and dad wasn't sure what gene I had. I was very grateful to meet Kayleys and Beavers on Alphonse Syndrome UK. But when we had all the tests done, and when I was 13, all the tests came back positive, and it was BBS gene all the way.
Okay, so Alström syndrome that you mentioned, that's an organisation that supports people with BBS, is it, as well as Alström syndrome?
Alström syndrome is similar to BBS as well.
Okay, perfect. So how old were you when your family found out that you had BBS, Aniba?
My family knew that I had BBS when I was born.
Right. So did because it was in your family, were they aware that you might have it, or was it a guarantee that you would have it? Did they know?
They knew I had BBS because mum and dad had the 40 gene as well.
Right. Okay. So I know you said it affects every part of the body. So how does BBS manifest itself, Aniba? I know obviously you are visually impaired, but you're not totally blind, are you?
Nope. So for those who don't know, in my case, I'm with impairment, but I've also got some use of vision and also hearing impairment, speech problems. I've got mild lung difficulties, eczema, no asthma, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, my kidney problems, and I also got a spine condition as well.
That is a lot, isn't it? That's a lot to cope with.
It is.
But our lovely Aniba is one of our regulars on our Wednesday evening Zoom chats with VI Talk. And she's a really active member of that group. But you also do a lot of other things. You don't let this hold you back, do you?
Nope. So for those who don't know, I am a volunteer for BBS UK. I also volunteer for the Breakdown Project with Kerry from Alston Central UK. And also as well, I had set up my own group with my second elder sister at the local cafe near to me as well.
So you're in the Midlands, aren't you?
I am. I'm in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the Birmingham accent.
No, you don't. No, you don't. So BBS have a conference, don't they? And you get involved with that as well, don't you?
I do. So our conference is once a year. So with my sister, we travel to the Hinton Hotel in Northamptonshire. We stay over for the weekend. I also get a chance to see other families with the condition as well. I get to listen to some of the talks. I also do my bracelets and teddies, which I sell. And I get involved with the quiz and the raffle as well.
Fantastic. So what's your group, Aniba, that you set up? What does that involve? Is it a chat group where people just get together for coffee? Do you have speakers? And if anybody's interested, can they get involved?
You're putting me on the spot now.
That's all right. Don't, take it one bit at a time. So, do you just, is it like a coffee group, or do you have speakers, or is it a mix of everything?
Is a mix of everything. So we do have general chat. We do try a guest speaker as well, and we do try to go out for a meal as well if the group wants it as well.
Very nice. So, if somebody was in the area, so which part of Birmingham is this group in?
Group is in Erdington.
Erdington. Okay. So, if somebody was, I'm assuming it's a visual impairment group, is it?
It is.
Okay. So, if somebody is blind or partially sighted and they wanted to get involved, could they come to your group?
They can come to my group as long as they got vision impairment.
Yeah. So how would they go about that, Aniba?
Okay. So, if anybody has got social media, they can find the group on Facebook. The group is called Sightless Buddies Group. If they do not have social media, they can contact me by email, which my email address is Aniba, that is Aneeba, dot Ahmed, which is Ahmed, at hotmail.com.
So we can put these details in the blurb with the interview for anybody who would prefer to have that written down, because I'm aware it's difficult sometimes to memorize things when you're listening to an interview. So the name of the group again, Aniba, is it Sight Loss Buddies?
Sightless Buddies Group.
Fantastic. That's brilliant. So did you go to specialist school, Aniba?
I did go to special school, so I went to some good nurseries, but I also went to a fantastic school which was called Creasy Smith.
Right. And was that a school for people with disabilities or visual impairment, or was it a school that had like a unit?
So Creasy Smith was a special school for visual impairment.
Right.
We were linked with Russell Stewart School and Braidwood as well, but then we moved to Great Barr, and I was very lucky to go back to Russell Stewart to do their sixth form. Then I was also very lucky to go to QAC, and then I was very lucky to go back to Russell Stewart to do their 90 to 25 program as well.
And what did you study there, Aniba?
So at QAC, I studied preparations for life, and I also did 1 year of BTEC level one IT.
Fantastic. So, what did you do after that? What did you go on to then? Was that when you started getting involved with volunteering and things? So you've been volunteering for quite some time, haven't you? Yeah, how many years is it, do you think?
At the top of my head, it will be 7 years, I think.
Yeah, see, yeah, fantastic. Volunteering is really rewarding, isn't So, is there anything else that you'd like to tell people, Aniba? So, for example, I suppose, I mean, anybody who's got BBS is going to be probably very well aware of the organisations that can help. But if anybody was interested in getting involved, how can they do that? What do they need to look for on the internet or on social media?
Okay, for anybody who is new to BBS, you can look at our website, which is www.bbs.org.uk.
Okay, and are they on social media? I'm guessing they are. Everybody is,
We
aren't they?
are on Facebook, so it's the main Facebook. It is Barbie to Grain UK. If you want to join the private Facebook page, it is BBS UK.
Okay, perfect. Not to be confused with British Blind Sport, of course. Okay, brilliant. Is there anything else you wanted to tell people, Aniba?
No.
Okie dokie. Well, thank you so much. It's been lovely of you to give me your time and to have a chat with me about this. And yeah. I look forward to chatting to you on the next Wednesday night chat.
Thank you very much.